We'll unwrap the December 9, 2011 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this week's Rain Report. As we go to press, we've just over 2 weeks until Christmas. Have you finished shopping for your ham buddies or significant ham other? Chances are you're exclaiming, "I don't know what to buy." One ham who does is ham radio's number one cheerleader, Gordon West, WB6NOA, who contributed an article on this subject for the newly digitized magazine Popular Communications, Popcom. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, managed to pin Gordo down long enough to bring you the following conversation with this oh-so-popular ham.
Certainly, every ham likes to have a good selection of coaxial cable so they can experiment around and wire up new antennas. At the local ham radio stores as well as on the internet, good quality cable is available, and more hams are going to coax cable that is low loss, lightweight in construction, and good all the way up through VHF and UHF, such as the land mobile radio, the LMR-400 types. But there's a lot of different numbers, and you can usually, by asking a knowledgeable ham at a ham store, find a good hunk of coax, either 25 feet or 50 feet, that will make a great gift under the Christmas tree with PL-259s on each end. Other items may be spot what type of handheld radio your fellow ham may have, and good handheld additions are replacement batteries. Lithium ion, of course, is what you'd want to replace with a lithium ion battery. You don't want to mix battery chemistries into a common charger. So if you're going to give someone a handheld battery, first see what type of battery they have now, and then get that same chemistry, whether it's nickel metal hydride or lithium ion. And you might get a larger battery capacity. Generally, the drop-in chargers can handle the additional capacity. But batteries for a handheld is a great way to go, but only if you know exactly what battery you're going to be adding to their arsenal of gelled technology. And I like the longer antenna for handheld radios. Comet and Diamond make some great, much longer antennas, MFJ as well. And these antennas usually take the SMA connector. That's one more thing to look for, is that pal of yours that you're going to get a gift for walking around with a SMA type radio. Most of the newer ones are. Much taller antenna will dramatically extend their communications range over just a little short stubby that they may have got when they originally bought that handheld.
Who is it that has an antenna that I got at the Dayton Hamvention 2 years ago that looks like a long bedspring, and you can bend it in all kinds of contortions? It doesn't matter, but it works actually on 2, even on 220 and 440.
It's either Comet or Diamond. It's an interesting antenna, and it's sort of fun around a crowd because you can double it up like a pretzel. Folks will wonder, what in the world are they using on top their handheld? But it's one of the two leading manufacturers of rubber duck antennas, and I think they call it the extra long, extra flexible, and indeed it really puts out a nice signal. The only downside to it is that the antenna is so long that when you set your handheld down, many times it'll fall over just because this whip is so large.
My wife, who is an inactive ham, but a ham nonetheless, enjoys making the thing into a question mark.
Yes, well, a question mark, it certainly can be something that you can turn these great antennas to. Of course, the ham radio operator always enjoys a subscription to the ham magazines. And certainly the CQ family, Popular Communications, CQ Magazine, as well as CQ VHF, is a good gift that will give them 12 issues for the coming year. And, of course, QST from the American Radio Relay League, that truly is the Bible of amateur radio magazines. And that's not too expensive to sign them up for an additional year. as a member of the American Radio Relay League and the recipient each month of that big, thick issue of QST.
Now, what if someone wants to spend between $100 and $300? What would you recommend in that category?
Oh, I would like to first look at their station for whom I'm going to purchase some gear for as a holiday present. Chances are they've got a HF radio that could use a new improved microphone, unless they already have one. And certainly the king of new microphones would be the Heil microphone. We caution, though, don't just get the mic and what you think is the correct amount of cable, but there's also the adapter. So before you pick out a Heil mic, make sure you know exactly what radio it's going for, whether it's a Kenwood 950 or a Yaesu 450, an ICOM, or one of the other radios. Know which radio that is so you come up with the right cables to connect to any one of the Heil microphones. And the Heil mics, as well as the headsets, are not relatively hugely expensive. Maybe $85 to $195. There's all sorts of combinations. But certainly the Heil microphone is something that everybody would enjoy with their new piece of equipment that maybe they just acquired, or maybe an old radio. Like I'm looking at my old 950, but it sounds great because I've got the Heil microphone attached to it. And, of course, the Wish Book. Remember the Sears catalogs? Well, the Wish Book certainly is that that every new ham receives when they get their license about a month later, and that is from Martin Jew of MFJ. The MFJ has more gadgets, more goodies, more nice little wall clocks and UTC clocks and noise elimination devices. Oh, I drool when I read over the MFJ catalog because there's always a little something for everyone that is a ham radio operator or a shortwave listener or someone just thinking of getting into radio that's maybe tuning into your broadcast today.
I'm speaking today with Gordon West, WB6NOA, a contributor to Popular Communications, which went digital December 1, joining CQ VHF.
Can I put in a commercial?
Absolutely.
For you, ladies and gentlemen on the Rain Report, I've known Hap for as long as I've been doing the ham radio circuit. He's always out there. He's at most of the major ham radio events, getting those great stories. We all want to thank Hap Holly, your lovely wife, and your staff that works with you at these ham shows for all you do at the show, as well as all you do with your great Rain reports. So everyone, let's encourage great support as much as possible for Hap Holly and his team throughout the year, because Hap, you truly make ham radio happen.
Thank you kindly for the plug. This is the Rain Report. You know what's nice about ham radio is that it is so non-gender specific. Whatever Joe Ham might like, Susie Ham might like as well.
That's a very good point. The ladies usually like the lighter headsets, or sometimes, so we don't mess up their good-looking hair, they'll get a, for their handheld, working a public service event, a small little earphone with a microphone system attached to it so that they can listen and not miss a call and have good transmit capability. Another item that I get a lot of comments on when I'm doing different shows is that lighted sign that has little LEDs in the wooden base, and your call letters are etched in the sign. They're about $175. A gentleman etches them. It's got a mirror front, and the light-emitting diodes cause that call sign and whatever you have down there, maybe your handle, to look so nice when it's on a desk or maybe on top of your transceiver. It is a good custom engraving job. It comes from a good friend of mine, and I can give you the gentleman's call sign, and they can look it up on the internet. The fellow that does these neat little engraved signs, Jim Thebault, and his call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 4, November Bravo Golf. KF4NB G, and I think it's Jim's Engraving. Google that, and it should come up. For those that are on the road, see Crane Company up in upper portions of the California coastal region. C. Crane Company comes up with some neat little shortwave receivers, and they have a new one called the Gozo, G-O-Z-O, funny name for a receiver. It's not shortwave, but rather it is a tuning with a big capacitor, AM and FM, and it's a wonderful little radio that has conventional tuning, great audio, and allows you to take it along easily, put it aboard a stowaway bag in the airlines. When you get to where you're going, take out your Sea Crane earphones and plug into this little dude and enjoy some great sounds. And they've got all sorts of neat shortwave receivers.
What's the price class of a Gozo?
Under $100. Yeah, and it's a nice super het AM and FM radio. And, of course, they have others for about $200 called the Sea Crane Echo Papa EP. And I'm not sure what the EP stands for, but extra powerful. It's got several stages of RF circuitry to really pull in AM and FM stations. You know, last couple of months here in Southern California, Hap, we've had a blackout in San Diego, and the hams down there immediately came up on VHF and UHF. Many of the repeaters stayed on because they're on backup power. The hams really did a great job of supporting their community who lost all their comms for cell phone and lost all of their lights and everything during the big blackout that lasted almost a day. And then just 2 weeks ago, we had the high winds blew into Los Angeles City. Thousands of residents were without power for up to a week. I know on the East Coast, you probably think, oh, what wimps, a week. We go for sometimes a month without getting our power restored after an ice storm. Well, this one evidently really blew down a lot of trees. The hams were first to mobilize up there, and then the AM and FM radios up there were quite important because the power company was sending information out to those with a little AM, FM radio saying, be patient, this is where we are, this is what we're doing. You don't want to fire up your generator and plug it into your house and accidentally backfill the lines with AC that we could become electrocuted. So the little AM, FM radio is an important tool to have. Luckily, the Gozo radio from Sea Crane is a radio that is just AM and FM, and they give you a big tuning knob and a volume knob and a switch that gives you either AM, FM, or amplification of a personal stereo device. And the Sea Crane Company out of Fortuna really has some great products.
What do you recommend in the area of GPS?
The Global Positioning System, of course, is such a fabulous Department of Defense project that benefits the civilian users. Right now, the GPS band is being snuggled up by a company called LightSquared. And they were at first given permission to operate from space to Earth, and then the FCC granted them a waiver and may allow them to operate on Earth with local proximity transmitters to fill in tunnels and inside shopping malls. But the signals right next to the GPS band would probably wipe out local GPS users. So there's a huge uproar with Garmin, well-respected manufacturer Garmin, leading the charge saying, wait a minute, that band just down from us next door is reserved for space, not terrestrial. Get them out of there. We're going to see what happens here, and I don't think we're ever going to have interference. LightSquared had suggested that manufacturers would install stop band filters, band pass filters. Right, they're going to do that in a GPS embedded in a ham handheld or inside a cell phone? I don't think so. But along with GPS, certainly a GPS that has an NMEA output, about $80 to $110, would be a good way to go because that ham operator can then integrate that GPS set into the Yaesu or the Kenwood equipment and with a bionics device into almost anybody's radio equipment and be able to come up with an APRS type of a system. If you really want to bite the bullet, Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM each have a handheld with GPS built in. Certainly the Kenwood and the Yaesu are the most popular. They've had it for about 2 years now. I run with both a Kenwood and a Yaesu GPS handheld for APRS. And this is neat. I can walk around town and you can get on to APRS.fi, find out where everybody is and who's got APRS turned on. GPS plays an important part in ham radio.
What's the price class of those two radios?
The Kenwood and the Yaesu radios are both about $450, which for a handheld, you go, whoa, but wait a minute. This is not only just a 2-meter 440 handheld. It also has high-frequency receive, not sideband, but AM, HF receive. It also does aeronautical band and does military, so it's like a scanner. But these 5-watt transceivers, 2 meters and 440 transmit, Yaesu's got one that's 6 meters, 2 meters, 222 and 440. These transceivers have a built-in terminal node controller, and the TNC then takes the GPS signal and runs it into the radio to transmit on 144.390, incoming signals on 144.390 from iGates will then pass through the TNC and show up on the screen of the radio. And since the radio knows where it is, it'll even give you a bearing as to where the other party was that was transmitting by their GPS string.
You're listening to a conversation Popcom contributor Gordon West, WB6NOA, had with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, about holiday shopping for the hams in your life. This is the Rain Report, available as a weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
About the most important ingredient is if you've got a pal that's a ham radio operator and they're not real active, is we need to get them turned on. We've got a lot of hams out there on the books, 700,000, and we need to continue to populate the ham bands. If you have technician class pals, well, I can't get on high frequency because I don't have my general, kick them in the rear saying, say what? You can get on 28.3, the 28.5, and work the world. This afternoon, Susie and 6GLF, my wife and I, we work Ponape. Chip Margelli and Janet Margelli are down there with a 5-watt Yaesu FT817. And while their signal was not real strong coming from Ponape, we couldn't even find it on the map, but it's out there just above the equator, maybe a third of the way around the world, on 10 meters. So my message is, if you have a friend that's not active or they don't think they have HF, tell them to get into the gear, get on HF, get on 10 meters, maybe even 6 meters as well. Certainly text 2 meters and 440 and up, not only FM, but weak signal as well. So that's sort of my holiday message. The gift is right there. The amateur radio service, the bands are there. Propagation, solar cycle 24. Wow, what a ride we're having. It's there. So let's just get everybody excited about getting on the air and making ham radio happen.
I noticed you didn't mention anything about custom QSL cards. That may be a more HF-oriented aspect of the hobby, but it's still an option.
Yes, custom QSL cards are very popular. Lots of different folks. Mine come from Kilowatt Bravo 3 India Fox Hotel, KB3 IF. H. He takes the pictures that you send them, puts a collage or whatever you'd like, and they're inexpensive. And I encourage all hams to be sure in QSL, even on VHF. It's sort of a nice tradition. The web address is www.KiloBravo3IndiaFoxHotel. That is phonetics for KB3IFH dot Homestead, H-O-M-E-S-T-E-A-D dot com. Say again, www.kb3if, as in Foxtrot, h.homestead.com.
The always entertaining Popular Communications Monthly contributor, Gordon West, WB6NOA, speaking with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP. You'll find Gordo's article about holiday shopping for the hams in your life in the first digital edition of PopCom in its December 2011 issue. We hope this week's program has provided some helpful info for your last-minute panic shopping. Gordo's recommendations should not be viewed as endorsements for said products. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011, Rain. All rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.